But you have to do some things. And the first thing I have to do is convince you that it is worth doing these things. And I'm going to start out by convincing you that the genetic potential for human beings is 120 to 140 years, our genetic potential for longevity. Okay, 120 to 140 years. There's no less than five cultures whose people live to be 120 to 140. Starts out in the Tibetans in western China. These people were popularized back in 1934 by James Hilton. He wrote a book called The Lost Horizon. Many of you will remember reading that. It was a Pulitzer Prize winning book way back then. And they did a movie of that in 1937. It's a very long movie, about 3 hours. You can get it from any Blockbuster video. And I would encourage you to get it and look at it when you have 3 hours. It's a great movie. And the oldest living person that has some documentation, I'm sure there's a certain amount of exaggeration in there, but there is some documentation, was a fellow, a Dr. Li, L-I, from China, along this Tibetan border. And this fellow, when he was 150 years old, quote-unquote, received a big certificate from the Imperial Chinese government. He was born in 1677. 150 years later, he was given a certificate by the Imperial Chinese government for being 150 years. And then when he got to be 200 years, they sent him another, 50 years later, they sent him another certificate. And supposedly he died at age 256. And as people of that nature, he was written up in the New York Times in 1933 when he died, and the London Times. And so this is fairly well documented. But he may have only been 200 years old. I don't know if he was 256. But this is the person that led James Hilton to write that story. Then, there's in 1967, there was a that movie, it was a curved version, that was called Shangri-La. I urge you to see that. Then in eastern Pakistan, there's a group of people called the Hunzas. And these people were very famous for longevity, 120, 140. If you've been in alternative health for any length of time, you've heard their name at least. Then in what is now Western Russia, it used to be the Soviet Union, the Russian Georgians were made famous during the 70s by Anna Yogurt. Remember the Crimea War veterans, they'd get their uniform on, they'd hold a saber up, and they would get a cup of Dan and yogurt and smile a lot, and you're supposed to make the mental leap that it was the Dan and yogurt that made them live to be 120. Then just south of them, the Armenians, the Abkhazians, and the Azerbaijanis are famous, at least in the Soviet Union. They were studied for some 60 years because they routinely lived to be 120 to 140. In fact, in 1973, the January issue of National Geographic, 1973 January National Geographic, special article on people who lived to be 100 and are older. And they featured these people, and there's a great pictorial article. You know, National Geographic is very good about coming out with pictures. And three of these dozens of pictures that were in that article, I remember one of them was a lady who was 136 years old. She was sitting in a wicker chair with a big Cuban cigar in one hand and an 8-ounce glass of vodka in the other, and she was partying. She was having a good time. She was not a nursing home, all slouched over and you know, ready to have somebody take another $2,500 out of her checking account. She was enjoying herself at 136. Then there was a semicircle of couples, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, and they were celebrating their 100th and 115th and 120th wedding anniversaries. Then the third picture that I remember is a gentleman who is picking tea leaves up at the timberline in the Caucasus Mountains in Armenia, and he was listening to one of these little transistor radios back then, and according to his birth records and baptismal records, his military records, and the birth records of his children, the National Geographic said that he was 167 years of age and the oldest living person at that time. Well, in the Western Hemisphere, the Vilcabamba Indians in Ecuador are very famous. They live in the Andes. And then in southeastern Peru, my favorites, the Titicacas, I just like them because I like the name. They're sort of east of the Machu Picchu, the old community. The Titicacas live around Lake Titicaca. And, of course, they're very famous for living to be 120 to 140. Well, in May 11th, just about a month ago, the oldest living American at this time and documented through the Guinness World Book of Records was Margaret Skeet. She was from Radford, Virginia. She died at age 115, and she died of a nutritional deficiency. You can tell that from her obituary. She died of the complications of a fall. What did she die from? Osteoporosis. Very good. She died of a calcium deficiency. She had no heart disease, no cancer, no diabetes, no other infirmities, but she died 3 weeks after a fall because she didn't have enough calcium. Very interesting. Also, her daughter said that she had a craving for sweets until she died, and that's a disease called pica. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but usually when you have a craving for chocolate, if you're a chocoholic or a sugaraholic, that means that you have a deficiency of chromium and vanadium, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Then in a third world country, in Niger, in Africa, a chief by the name of Bauer, at age 126, was eulogized by one of his wives, so I assume it was plural, it had many wives, and she was bragging about him at his death at age 126. He was still in possession of all his own teeth. Okay, so you assume that other faculties are working too. Then, here's a gentleman from Syria at age 133. He died in July of 1993, and he was in the Guinness World Book of Records, not because he was 133. There's been many people who live longer than that. Not because he remarried for the fourth time at age 80, but because he fathered 9 children after the age of 80. And this meant if you add up 9 months for each child and a year for breastfeeding for each one and a year between each one of the children, he was still fathering children after age of 100, and that's what got him into the Guinness World Book of Records. So there's still hope for you fellas. Then those of you who like science, in November of 1993, just about 8 months ago or so, those 6 biospherians came out of that dome in Arizona. They were in there for 2 years, 3 couples, and they were supposed to eat the perfect food and recycle the atmosphere and grow their own food and whatnot and have no pollution in their water or air or food. And when they came out, they were examined by medical gerontologists from UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, and they put all this information, their physical and their blood work and so forth, into the medical computers at UCLA. And the medical computer said that and projected that they could live to be 165 years old if they continued to do what they were doing. So all of that just says to you that there's a possibility you can live to be 120 to 140. And when I grew up on the farm, we could grow 200 bushels of corn per acre. And with all the labor and all the fertilizer and everything else you did, you could make a profit if you grew 200 bushels per acre. But if you only got 100 bushels per acre and put out that same effort and the same fertilizer cost, you'd lose money. And so I want you to think about it. The average lifespan for an American today is 75.5. The average lifespan for an MD or a doctor is 58. You want to gain 20 years statistically, just don't go to medical school. Also, if you want to know information about longevity, you're going to be better off asking a bus driver than you are a physician for longevity.